From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pakistan suffers another deadly school massacre. A gun and bomb attack on a university in the northwest of the country Wednesday killed at least 20 people, including 18 students, and wounded dozens. The military says a group of four terrorists stormed the Bacha Khan University in the town of Chersada. Troops gunned down all four and cleared the campus. Pakistan's Information Minister Pervez Rashid called the attack an act of cowardice. He said the students he spoke with remain determined and confident and will pursue their education. It's unclear who's responsible. A Pakistani Taliban spokesman denounced the attack as against Islamic Sharia. More than 150 were killed in a school attack in December 2014. In Afghanistan Wednesday, at least seven journalists were apparently targeted by a suicide bomber in Kabul. The attack was condemned by U.S. spokesman Mark Toner.
Freedom of the press is a cornerstone to democracy. And despite such attacks, the vibrant media landscape that has developed in Afghanistan over the past 14 years will endure.
The bomber detonated explosives near a vehicle owned by the company that works for Tolo News, Afghanistan's first 24-hour news channel. The channel had been threatened after reporting on alleged Taliban abuses in its attacks last year on the city of Kunduz. The UN Security Council has voted to reduce the size of its peacekeeping force in Ivory Coast following last October's relatively peaceful election of President Alassane Ouattara. The number of troops stationed in the West African country is being cut from more than 5,400 to 4,000 by the end of March. Ivory Coast wants all peacekeepers out by at the latest early 2018. An arms embargo remains in effect. The country is emerging from a decade of political turmoil. This is VOA News.